Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, everyone in Detroit and all of our global listeners. This is Poetic Energy coming to you live in the evening time. We had a bit of delay here today, but we are not going to tarry too long. We're going to just have a quick discussion. This is the segment of Life, Strawberry Confessions, and Chocolate Letters. This segment, we talk about anything life, things just in general, you know, business, all of the things that affect our lives. Since we don't have much time today, I'm going to just touch on a little subject and then we'll bring back this topic for next week as well. I wanted to kind of address some issues. There are a tremendous amount of people going through tough times and you know, with all of the things that are going on in the media, it just seems like things are in the minds of many people that the pressure is being put on with all the arising circumstances of people getting assistance or getting Social Security and things of that nature. So I wanted to talk to you guys about something really, really in life period, you know, people being able to cope with those circumstances when they come. Financially, people, they don't always prepare themselves. They become complacent with living a lavish life with the income that they make from their jobs, but they never think about the rainy day, so to speak. And I remember being, you know, when I was a young girl, hearing my mom talk about my grandmother saying that you have to prepare with her adopted mother. You have to prepare for rainy days. It always should be prepared because you never know what circumstances is going to arise and how we just need to prepare for those things. And I want to kind of encourage, just really offer my encouragement to people who are out there that are dealing with financial circumstances. I remember there's a story in the Bible where the lady was entreated by the prophet who came to bunk with her or, you know, to share a home. And she offered him, she, you know, was complaining about that she had nothing to give to the, you know, the prophet that was coming to her home. And he told her, well, what you have, you know, you feed the prophet first. And you know, she did that out of obedience. You know, I'm not going to go in great detail of the story, perhaps on another show since we're on borrowed time. But in essence, he told her to sell up her substance in her home, and that way she would gain the income that she needed to live, because she was concerned that she, you know, her husband, she no longer had a husband and things of that nature. So he told her to live from the things, to sell things from her home and, you know, become a, you know, entrepreneur, do something or from your home that would create income for yourself. I would just say in these times, you have to become innovative with the things that you have. I was just doing a little bit of spring cleaning and just realized I have so many things that I no longer use, but there are still things that someone else may want to use. And I've gathered all of those things, and I'm just going to put them on eBay. I know that most people don't probably don't like eBay or probably don't understand the process of eBay, But sometimes in this life, you know, when things are tough, it's not the time to think about, you know, circumstances being tough. It's time to become innovative and start thinking outside the box and become an intuitive person that really just say, I have something that somebody else may, let me sell that. Or let me do, you know, almost every household has some computer of some form because everybody's always on Facebook. I know that people go to the library, but for the most part, people have computers. Find something that you can do from your home that will generate some form of income. It may not be what you're used to making on your job, but, you know, it's something instead of really forcing yourself to become more in a depressive mode or spirit, have a more depressive spirit by dwelling on your circumstances of not having income or dwelling on what's going to lie ahead of a lot of people who have assistance or who's threatening to lose their assistance or there's some type of, you know, their form of governmental income. And I just wanted to take this time to really encourage people to become innovative. If you know how to, you know, create art, I know there are a lot of artists out here, you know, starving artists, but you have to create your own circumstances of, you know, you create your own circumstances of trouble, discord, and all of those things. Why not flip that script and create an environment where you, no matter what, you know, the society is going through, no matter what the economy is doing, that you're able to provide for your family by doing innovative things. Think of some service that you could provide that's affordable for people that you are good at doing. Think outside the box, you know, because, you know, I've you know, run across people within the past few days of, you know, really feeling their spirit of being down and having that mindset that they're worried about their circumstances. And I'm not saying that you don't be human, because it does affect you when your life is going to change. But instead of dwelling on that, become, you know, like I said, become innovative and begin to create opportunities for yourself. Become an opportunist. You know, when the opportunity comes for you to go to a church function, you know, figure, you know, talk to some people, just like in general, and figure out, you know, a service that may not be being provided amongst a lot of people in your congregation that you could provide as a professional service, and that you know that people will be willing to pay for it. And $10 service can go a long way. I want to kind of give you, some time ago I did a show based on this book that I read. And the book is The 5 Lessons a Millionaire Taught Me for Women About Life and Wealth, and the author is Richard Paul Evans. And in that show, I gave a lot of ideas that he shared in the book with regards to people learning how to do things to supplement their income and what to do with that income when you get that income. Because a lot of times people they create money. They do, you know, find a way to create money, a residual income, but then as fast as they get it, they spend it. Now, I know that people have bills and obligations, but now here's the time when you know that you're facing hard times. Here's the time to, again, learn how to change your circumstances. And the only way you're going to change is if you change your own circumstances. And here's I'm going to give a couple of quick tips for you guys to really kind of think on more so than the circumstances. Think of a way to get yourself out of that mode of falling into a slump over not having as much as you used to have. Now, he gave a couple of ideas in here. One of the things is, you know, go through your immediate home, because we all have stuff that we have hidden in the closet that's been there for a year, 2 years, and I'm not saying that alone is going to solve all of your problems, but it's a start. It gets you in the mode of not, you know, being in a slump, and it gets you in a more active mode. And this is where I want you guys to be, because, you know, it hurts me to see other people hurt when I know they're going through and they're concerned about how they're going to take care of their families. And, you know, it's kind of hard to see people go through that. You know, it's just the thing of when you listen to a person and you know, sometimes a person can't really hear. When they have 3-4 kids that they have to feed, it's hard to really communicate to them that, you know, you can take this whole circumstance and put it into a different perspective if you just really sit down and think about it. I remember back in the day, being a young girl, how my grandmother used to take a simple meal, and it just seemed like she would feed a whole army. And I think that a lot of times that I think that America has gotten so far away from things of old that we become, you know, we're in this fast-paced society, and we don't know how to, things are so convenient, and we don't know how to stretch meals. Young girls are not taught how to do that. Young girls are not taught how, young women and men, I'm not trying to generalize them, but I think that, you know, if we begin to, at home, begin to, you know, go back to some old principles of how our grandmothers used to live and stretch a dollar, then we will find ourselves in a better circumstances today. Now, you know, you might be saying that, well, I can't really save any money right now because I have bills. I would say to you, all of those bills that are, you know, most outstanding, if you can find some way to consolidate, contact your creditors, and, you know, give them a letter, because a lot of creditors are hoping that people, they would much rather work with you than to have, you know, it become a bad debt. So, you know, you can work with your creditors and see if you can get a lesser payment, and you can do that. It's going to take some work and some time to put in it, but write a letter to your creditor and say that, you know, well, look, my payments is X amount of dollars, but I truly only can afford this amount of dollars, and just make sure that you, you know, impress upon them that, you know, if you would go into, you don't want to really go into a bad debt situation, and you want to make it a win-win situation for the both of you, and then the creditor will understand it, believe it or not, because, like you, they don't want to deal with bad, you know, their families are affected when you know, the people that they extend credit to don't pay their bills, you know, that affects their company and their, you know, their overall, income of the company. So, you know, be proactive in your circumstances and your situations, and by writing a letter to your creditor and saying that you need your payments changed. And I would say this, families need to start going back to cooking and preparing your own meals. You know, we have so many, just about every corner there is a fast food restaurant. We need to adapt to healthier, living styles, because everything is so fast-paced and everybody wants it fast. Hardly anybody these days are sitting down eating a meal with the family anymore. It's just like everybody is doing their own thing. But I would guarantee, almost would be willing to guarantee that if we adapt to some of the old principles of old, then a lot of the circumstances that we're dealing with wouldn't be so overwhelming, because we would have, combated some of them because of having good practices in our lives. I really didn't have a whole lot of time. I really wanted to, because we had a, you know, family situation, so we had to deal with that. And, but nevertheless, I definitely want to continue this discussion. But I wanted you to take something with you. It is within your power right now to take the first step to wealth. And let me just explain very quickly. A lot of people think that wealth is just about money, But it's not. Wealth is so much more than just about money. It's regarding your health, your spiritual life, your the whole package. Those are some of the things that I definitely want to address in the conversation. I just wanted to quickly jump on the air because, you know, BTR won't allow you once the, you know, the time starts. They won't allow you to change the time. So, but I wanted to quickly share with you what's on my mind, and I really want to encourage and help people to, you know, strive and get through their circumstances, especially with the things that are going on, with, you know, financially, economically in the community today. I think that, you know, there will come a point where more people in the community will have, and family households will have to pull together resources to be able to cope. And so we have to find a way to, you know, be harmonious in our lifestyles because we, you know, will have to go to the point where we have to live together and, you know, and fellowship again together. And I want to say this very quickly because the clock is ticking very quickly. Before you can make the decision to be wealthy, you must have a concept of what being wealthy looks like. Understanding wealth begins by discarding the distorted media engendered notion you may have acquired concerning what it means to be rich. And, you know, I would say that anything starts with the thought process. If you think things a certain way, if you don't change your mind about certain things, or if you have a certain thought process, you will not get past, I mean, you will not get from point A to point B because your mindset is just so set in one mode. You can't move, propel forward in anything because you're stuck and you're stagnant in your thought process. So I would say open up your mind. I meditate as often as I can, and it's just a practice that I've, you know, implemented in my life because it does work. It helps you to think, have clearer thoughts, a better mindset, a better outlook on life. It relieves or, you know, reduces your stress. I mean, you have to do a combination of things. You have to be proactive in what your approach is about making your life a better life to live. But again, I wanted to, you know, just kind of quickly say a few things that's on my mind about, you know, people affecting going through the, you know, changes, financial circumstances. You know, the first step you should do is, you know, contact your creditors. And, you know, just you have a well-thought-out letter asking them to reduce your payment and let them know that it's within your heart to be a good customer and you want to, you know, make good on your bills, but it won't be possible unless you have a smaller payment. And let them know, be honest about your circumstances and, you know, don't embellish the truth, be truthful about it. And you'll be surprised as to how many creditors would, you know, change the mold for you just so they, you know, each and every one of you can have a win-win situation. And then after you have gone through your creditors to get some of your payments reduced and that money that you were normally spending out, then you find a way to make that work for your household. And I can't say this enough that a lot of families – we don't implement budgets in our life. You know, you have to condition yourself to live by a budget. You know, a lot of people like to be sporadic spenders, and I've been even guilty of that. But one day I just sat down and just thought to myself, you know what, I have to know where every piece of money is going. And it don't mean that you have to be frantic about it, but, you know, just be organized about how you're spending your money. And you know, don't care about if people, you know, think you're cheap. When it's not cheap, you're being responsible. So when you're being responsible, guess what? You have your stuff together more. And the same people were, you know, talking about your circumstances about you being cheap. Those are the same persons that are living beyond their means and struggling. So you need to be proactive in what you're doing financially for yourself. I would say the first step is to, you know, again, start with your creditors, getting your payments reduced, and then use that extra money to keep into your household, and so you'll stay in green and not in the red. But I'm going to I have two more minutes remaining in the show. I'm going to do another show, like I said, because I talked about this book some time ago. I did a show regarding the steps in this book. And because I didn't have a lot of time today, we kind of got started a little bit late today. But we want to continue this discussion because this is a serious situation that people are dealing with. And, you know, I've talked to people in the past few days about, you know, their financial situations and, you know, they're being brought to tears because they don't know what to do. And you want to reach out and, you know, help them in the best way you can. But, you know, I have a family. I can't always financially be there for someone. And, you know, I have my own stuff that I deal with. But I want to help people in the best way that I can to get through their circumstances and give them viable options to work with so they can be less worried about their finances and learn how to be more proactive. With that being said, this is the Poetic Energy Network station, and I am Miss Poetic Energy. My government name is Michelle Lee Alford, and I'm just excited about being here on the Poetic Energy Network station on this segment of the Life Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters, and I will talk to you guys next weekend. We're going to kind of pull this segment of the show, shuffle it around a little bit and see what day works better so that everyone can attend. But next, we will be talking about more about finances and kind of getting yourself and prepared for things to come in the best way possible that you can so that you'll be won't be so worried about how you're going to take care of your family. We're going to talk about how you can use, alternatives and, you know, preparing your meals and you're saving money there but not going out to eat as much and, being healthier about your lifestyle, period. And those are some of the things we're going to talk about next week. So until next time, I want to say have a great rest of the afternoon. We do apologize for having to be late, but it was beyond my control. Sometimes things do happen, and we can't change it at the time that we want to. But with that being said, I'm just going to say have a great rest of the evening. And until next time, see you again, Detroit, and all our global listeners. And I thank you so much for being a supporter of the Poetic Energy Network station. Goodbye.
Feel inside, and every time it's like my first time away, and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, credible, and natural. Girl, I never felt this way before. From the bottom of my heart, baby girl, I just wanna tell you that you are the reason I love, the reason I trust. God sent me an angel. You are the best in the world, a wonderful girl. Knowing you by my side races to my eyes, baby. Girl, you had me from the moment I looked into your eyes, and I knew you were an angel, but you were in disguise. Tell me how. Now our heart may be anything.